This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Adam George is with me, and he is a personal trainer at ACAC with big news coming up this weekend is the Charlottesville 10-miler. Now, are you actually running in it, or are you just getting people ready?
Both. I'm running it and getting some people ready for it.
Now, have you run the 10-miler before? Were you
last time I did it was about 20 years ago. So it's been a while.
There you go. I've never run the 10-miler. I have run further than 10 miles. I did a 12-mile run once, and I was glad it was over. Yeah. That's a long way to go.
It is, but if you train for it, you can make it with no problems.
So you have a lot of people. You're working with people now and getting them ready for it. It's fitness running.
Yes, I do a lot of stuff working with conditioning, strengthening up to get them ready for the race, build up endurance, everything like that. Yeah.
Now, there's a lot of people listening who don't run for fitness. You and I do, but there's a lot of people who don't. So what do you say to these people? Because I'm sure there's people that come to you, like at ACAC, and say, look, I haven't been in a gym in 20 years. I've never run for fitness. What do I do?
It's one of the best things you can do is running. If you can get out there and just run, walk for a little while, just run for 2 minutes, walk for 2 minutes, just increasing the amount of time you run, walking less, you can work your way up to 10 miles with no problem.
Yeah. And then you've seen that before with people.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I have been a competitive runner in the past when I was in high school and college. Now I'm just doing more of triathlons and everything like that myself. But anybody can get out and run 10 miles if they wanted to.
Yeah. We're talking with Adam George. He's a personal trainer at ACAC. So your advice for people getting ready this weekend who will be running in the 10-miler, which is going to be all over Charlottesville. Folks need to know that starting Saturday morning early. There's going to be a lot of runners out there all around the street. So please keep that in mind for Saturday morning. Some streets blocked off and lots of cones. And there's thousands of people participating in this, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's going to be really something. So your advice for somebody who's getting ready for Saturday?
Hopefully you've done enough training to be ready for Saturday. Best things to think about right now is that today is probably the most critical day to be ready for Saturday. Make sure you get good sleep tonight. Friday night sleep is not as critical as tonight's sleep. Today's meals were the most important to be prepared for the race. And taking it easy today and tomorrow so that you're ready and primed to go on Saturday is going to be what you need to do.
And explain that to me. If you've got a competition on Saturday, why would the night the rest 2 days before be more important than the night before?
The way our bodies work is that we need that rest the night before the race. 2 days before the race is the most critical one. Just, you can get up having nerves kept you up all night and still perform well. But if you sleep bad the day before that, that's when it's going to affect you the most on your racing.
Ah.
It's strange.
And is it true about a big bowl of pasta is what you should eat before you go into a race or into some kind of physical competition like that?
Carbo loading in that sense really doesn't truly work like a lot of people think it does. However, you do want to make sure you do have enough energy in you. So ideally, your biggest meals, again, would be probably Thursday. Friday morning would be a good breakfast, good lunch, and a light dinner on Friday. And then a nice breakfast, light, something you're used to eating before the race on Saturday. And then go for
Because you don't want to go in to anything like that too full or too light.
Exactly.
You want to have just enough.
You have to have some food in you, but not a lot, and try to avoid like high fiber foods.
Yeah.
Stuff that will take a lot of the blood to the stomach. You want to let the stomach do its, be nice and calm and relaxed.
We're talking with Adam George. He's a personal trainer over at ACAC. The 10-miler is Saturday morning, and it's coming up just less than 2 days away. Let me ask you about stretching, because I've been running for a while, and I have found that that really is the secret. It's good stretching before and after is truly the secret, because I can remember years ago, my back would hurt, my knees would hurt, my shins would hurt. And then when I finally discovered, stretching, it's like I never get hurt now. And I'm very fortunate. You get a little aches and pains, but that happens. But I don't get hurt since I've really been trying to make an effort to really stretch well.
Yeah, stretching is very valuable and essential to running. However, stretching, static stretching, like sitting down and touching your toes and all that stuff before a run is not going to be as beneficial to you. It can actually slow you down some when you go to run versus doing that kind of stuff afterwards. Beforehand, we'd be more dynamic stretching, like leg swings, some kicks and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
More gentle, like that stretching, not sitting down, stretching cold like that.
But when you're training, stretching is smart.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, even before, during training, you can still do it. Ideally, your stretching beforehand would be more dynamic, more fluid, more active. Afterwards is when you can do most of your sitting down, calm, relaxed stretching.
I got it. Very interesting. Is that why you see runners sometimes? They're standing in place, but they're sort of leaping in the air before a race.
Exactly. It's just kind of keeping things loose, keeping things moving, but not setting, letting the heart rate drop, not letting their temperature drop, keeping everything.
Yeah. Now, before I let you go, I want to ask you about sort of the mind element of this whole thing. People are going to be out there on Saturday. Some people, this is the first time they've ever done something like this.
Yes.
And they're already really nervous. And the mind thing, what's your advice for sort of the mind game before and then the mind game during?
Before the run, hopefully you've done enough conditioning, you've done enough training that you know you can make the 10 miles. So you shouldn't be too worried about getting through the run. It's just, you know, dealing with the pre-race jitters. Everybody out there has them, even the top-level athletes. They get nervous. Some of them will get a little nauseous, etc. Best thing you can do is just try to stay as calm as possible, control your breathing. If you need to take some quiet time off to the side somewhere, set yourself apart, calm down, do what you need to do. And then when you get out in the run, you know, just keep your eye on the horizon, look ahead, don't look down, keep yourself looking forward, and you'll continue to look at where you want to go, and you will get there.
Yeah, it will happen.
It will happen.
Well, good luck to you on Saturday.
Thank you.
And to all the folks that you've trained to get them ready. Adam George is a personal trainer over at ACAC. Check him out. He certainly knows what's going on. Adam, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.